This is the Ethanol Report. This week, an Associated Press story about ethanol and the environment will be hitting news sources that use AP as a content provider. The ethanol industry has seen an advanced copy of what AP is billing as an investigative report that claims U.S. ethanol policy has led to farmers wiping out millions of acres of conservation land, destroying habitat, and polluting water supplies by planting so much corn. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen was interviewed for the story.
We spent a great deal of time with the AP trying to go over all of the facts with respect to land use and the economic impacts of ethanol and the environmental benefits of ethanol. But the overriding problem with it is context is important. If it's not ethanol, what's it going to be? Well, it's going to be more oil. Where are we getting our oil from increasingly today? From tight oils and fracking in North Dakota, from tar sands in Canada, raping the pristine forests of that beautiful country, from digging deeper and deeper in the Gulf of Mexico and risking the environmental consequences of spills in the Gulf. That's the context that this needs to be placed in, because when we are compared to gasoline, we are better. When we are compared to tar sands and fracking, we are exponentially better than gasoline.
Dineen says one of many points of contention they have with the article as previewed is claims about land taken out of the Conservation Reserve Program and AP's calculation allegedly using government satellite data that identifies over a million acres of, quote, virgin land in at least three states that have been put into production since 2006.
Well, we've actually asked the AP for a copy of their so-called analysis and their satellite imaging, and they've not yet produced it. Fact of the matter is, while some CRP and actively managed pasture land has been converted to cropland, there's no evidence that farmers are plowing into pristine prairies. Most native grasslands are protected under USDA's sod buster and swamp buster provisions of the Farm Bill. EPA's latest greenhouse gas inventory shows quite clearly that no new grassland has been converted to cropland since 2005, and grassland sequestered 14% more carbon in 2011 than it did in the last time they had done research on it, which was 1990.
The article also says ethanol and agricultural interests, quote, lobbied EPA to adjust the carbon footprint of ethanol relative to gasoline in order for it to qualify under the renewable fuel standard. Dineen says the initial rule made assumptions that were wrong, and they were adjusted after a comment period.
They had overestimated ethanol's energy use. They had grossly overestimated ethanol's indirect land use impact. And as a result of the comments that we filed and the comments that others filed, EPA did make some changes to their analysis. They didn't go anywhere near as far as where we thought that they should have gone, but nonetheless, they did move the numbers. That is part of the comment period. That is why you allow the public to make comments, to assure that the government will make changes when change is appropriate. The fact of the matter is, the RFA has been after the Environmental Protection Agency to go back and redo that analysis because they're stuck in 2008 when the industry is more efficient, farmers are more productive, and ethanol's carbon footprint has simply gotten better and better and better since they originally did that analysis, and we are far better than 20% below that of gasoline today. But EPA doesn't want to change.
Another point made in the article is that corn use for ethanol surpasses that of animal feed, which Dineen says is simply not true.
And the only way that you get there is by ignoring that a third of every bushel goes to animal feed. The production of ethanol is just using the starch component of the corn kernel. Everything that's left, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the protein, it is then used in the production of distillers feed or corn gluten feed, and goes to poultry and cattle markets across the country and across the globe. So the fact of the matter is, feed is still the single largest consumer of corn. While ethanol use has increased, it has not reduced the amount of corn and feed products that are supplying our nation's poultry and cattle at all.
Dineen views the AP article as yet another attack on ethanol that ignores the facts.
We are trying to make sure that people understand the rest of the story. We are going through this article point by point by point and refuting opinions with facts. More than that, we're trying to talk to the people interviewed to do as Paul Harvey would have done and gotten the rest of the story. And I think when the whole story is out there, people will see this for what it is. It's just another attempt by people that don't want to reduce our dependence on oil, that are satisfied with the status quo, that want to see cheap corn, trying to pull the wool over the consumer's eyes, and I don't think it works in the end.
The AP story has already appeared in several places on the internet, but is officially embargoed for print until noon, November 12th. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.